The emotion of simcha, of joy, as understood in the Torah, and when it is referred to in Sfarim, doesn't just mean a feeling which we typically bring upon ourselves with thought or as a result of a situation we are in. Simcha in the Torah really means a natural state of being, which means it's what the neshama would feel on its own, as long as there's nothing darkening and saddening its day. Our soul, our neshama, is carved out from the Lamas al Yainim, the holy worlds, and there's only joy, because everything there is the totality of good. It's Hatavish Lema. As in that state, we draw closer and closer to the source of all holiness. By definition, it's only happy. It only feels simcha. When Chazal described the avodah of the malachim, the service that the angels do, all they talk about is shira, songs of praise to Hashem. The shira of malachim is not as we would picture ourselves singing. Right, when we sing, we try to lift and elevate our spirits through song and melody. But the shira of the malachim, they're singing, it's their whole nature. Its totality is simcha and shira to Hashem. That's what a malach is. And a person as well, the essence of our neshamas, our only happiness in the course of becoming closer and closer to Hashem, if it's allowed to become close to Hashem, it naturally feels the joy, which defines its nature. When a person thinks about Hashem and is mekayim the mitzvah of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed, to always think about Hashem, it's a literal connection to Hashem. The Maran of Yerucham says that at the point when a person thinks of Hashem, he's together with Hashem. Early Sfarim explain, Kadmainim, that wherever a person's thoughts are is where he is. If we are thinking of Hashem, it's as if Hashem is right in front of us. And by connecting to Hashem, we depart from this world, this Olam HaShafel, and we enter into the world of Malachim, which is a world of joy and happiness alone, where our neshama connects to Hashem, and therefore is inherently besimcha. This explains how it can be that the Torah commands us to be happy. How can we be commanded to have an emotion? Our hearts aren't in our hands to control in that way. Whatever we feel is what we feel. Now the Rishonim asked this question regarding the commandment to love Hashem or to fear Hashem. How can we be commanded to love Hashem? What if our hearts don't comply? What does the Torah want from us? The Rambam famously answers that the commandment is to do things that will bring us to love and fear of Hashem. He says, what is the path to love and the fear of Hashem? When a person contemplates Hashem's creations and His amazing works, and he sees wisdom which has no boundaries and no measurement, he immediately is filled with love and praise and develops an intense need to know Hashem. As David said, Saman nafshi lelikim lekel chai. So likewise, thinking of these things causes one to step back and fear Hashem as well. That's what the Rambam says. So by the same token, when we think of these things and develop our love and fear of Hashem, we draw close to Hashem and create a relationship with Him. And this, by definition, gives us great simcha, because the closer we are to Hashem, the more natural state our neshamas are in, and the joy and happiness is intrinsic, it's natural, it's inherent. And this is what it's intended in the Shir HaKavod. Midei dabri bikvaydecha, hoyme libi al daydecha. As I speak about your honor, my heart yearns for your love. Meaning, as we think about Hashem's greatness and speak about it, meaning we praise Hashem and say shiris and tishbachas, we daven, our hearts naturally are drawn towards Hashem and seek Hashem's love and closeness. And that gives us tremendous simcha.